Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and we're beginning another wonderful episode here on Love Is Here's podcast show on YouTube and YouTube Music. As you know, if you've been following me, the podcast show's name is Love Is Here, a voice of light in the darkness. We've been working through recently many different areas of darkness, true stories and inspiration from movies. And now we're going to get into sort of the dedication of Voices of the Light. I want you to hear some dedication from the Heavenly Father to those who cry silent cries and what it's about. And when we get finished with this episode number 14, we'll pick up again with the oppressed spirit, because we have to keep working through that. But you need to hear some silent cries, voices of deep calling to deep, so that you will understand what an oppressed spirit is. So here in this episode number 14 of Love Is Here, a voice of light in the darkness, we're going to hear about the dedication of this podcast show and the ministry that Pastor Deborah does all around the world, out in the deep darkness of the realm of the spirit, where you are, the hidden ones of the darkness. So let's listen to what I was inspired to write years ago about dedication of this ministry, and now this podcast show. Silent cries, Love Is Here, a voice of light in the darkness, is dedicated to God, the Most High, the Father of all creation, the Father of spirits, the Father of light, and who is love himself, who is also a father and a mother, and to Jesus Christ, the Son, who came to take our place on a cross so that we could come home to his Father. Christ Jesus at the time was the only begotten Son of the Father. He was the voice in the wilderness. He was the anointed King from the kingdom of heaven, come to do battle against our spiritual enemy, Satan, sin and death, and to take our punishment eternally and physically as a replacement for us. He was the living word that would plant his seed of love, agape love, into this earth, into this world, and into the spirit around the world, so it could bloom and blossom and bring forth its fruit unto its Father. Silent cries is a testimony of the great love, agape, the love of a father and a mother, of God himself, the Most High, the God of the Bible, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of Moses, of the early disciples. For he sent his Son, Christ Jesus, the anointed King, the Messiah, to save that which was lost to him, you, your forever person, who's lost in the darkness of the kingdom of Satan. To save those which was lost to him, his precious creation that was kidnapped, trafficked, sold, distorted, abused, and even genetically changed, distorted, perverted, that he called the forever person, man, not a gender, but that was the being called man, who was made in the image and likeness of himself in the beginning, when God created him in a garden. But they became spiritually dead to him, sunk down in the deep miry clay of the flesh due to disobedience of a command. Out of ignorance, they listened to another voice, a voice coming out of a serpent. The man, the forever person, followed his helpmate, his soul, what was called woman, the wound man, and partake of a fruit of the knowledge of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that's when we fell into darkness. Our spirits, our souls, our physical bodies were all genetically changed. Our DNA was perverted, twisted. We became the children of the adversary of God, Satan. Yet we were still loved deeply. But God had a plan. Even before he created the heavens and the earth, he had a plan that through his son and death and sacrifice and his blood, we would be redeemed, born again, reincarnated into a new creature. All the old stuff would be passed away into the sea of forgetfulness. We in our darkness, in our ignorance, in our sin and trespasses, we, the ancestors of Adam and woman, the children of darkness and flesh, those that were born outside of the garden, all of humanity. We were living in the kingdom of darkness, a land called Nod, in spiritual Babylon, in the kingdom of darkness. We were a fugitive and a vagabond. We were declared to be that we will live on the earth without his presence in us. And Cain, the brother of Abel, who had killed his own brother Abel because he was jealous, envious, because his sacrifice of bread and fruits were not accepted, but Cain's of a slain lamb was. And Cain said unto the Lord, "You have punished me because I killed my brother Abel out of jealousy, envy. And the punishment that you have made me to be is a fugitive and a vagabond, a wanderer with no home. You said I will be that on the earth. And my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the face of the earth. For the earth has cursed me now, for I have shed blood of Cain on it. And from your face, my face shall be hidden. And I shall be a spiritual fugitive and a vagabond in the earth." That has a deep spiritual meaning, that the spirit itself, inside of a dirt body, would be a fugitive, hiding in the darkness from the very face of love and light of God himself. And Cain went on and said to the Lord, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall slay me." And the Lord said unto Cain, "Therefore, whoever slays Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold." For God said no one had the right to kill Cain except him. Cain's ancestors only sinned against God. God was the only one who had the righteous judgment and righteous responsibility and righteous permission to kill Cain. Vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest anyone finding him spiritually should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east side of Eden, the place of the garden. That's Genesis 4. 12 through 16 of the Authorized King James Bible. That sets the stage and the background for Silent Cries. Silent Cries is dedicated to a father whose great love for his spiritual creation called man, the forever person, is eternal, beyond comprehension, long-suffering, is kind, it envies not, it does not lift itself up in pride, in greed, dishonor, it is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It will bear all things. It will believe all things are possible. It hopes all things will be done in righteousness and in the fullness of time. It endures all things for love of humanity. It never fails. It is perfect, and it is the greatest gift of God, the great I am, the Father of agape love himself, and his mother said, which is agape love. Silent Cries is dedicated to the living word, Christ in the dirt body named Jesus, the one who will save his people, the Christ, the anointed one, the word, the Son of Man and the Son of God, who was sent into the world of great darkness to proclaim the good news from the Father. Here is his good news out of Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, freedom to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, so that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Silent Cries is therefore now and forever dedicated, as this podcast is, a voice of love is here, a voice of light in the darkness, to the Most High God for his great agape love and his wonderful spiritual creation called you, humanity, the forever person. And that was written and inspired many, many years ago. One voice out of the authorized King James Bible, King David, helped me to understand you a lot out there in the darkness. So let's listen to him in what I entitled Lions, Fire, Spears, and Arrows, Psalms 57, 4 through 6. This was King David speaking to us. Verse 4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Verse 5. Be you spiritually exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your spiritual glory be above all the earth. Verse 6. These men, have spiritually prepared a spiritual net for my steps. My soul is spiritually bowed down. They have spiritually digged a spiritual pit before me, into the spiritual mist whereof they are spiritually fallen themselves. King David helped me to understand you. and your silent cries out there in the darkness. I was given another inspirational poem that came from the heart of God himself to help you. It's called From Slavery to Freedom. Children, you will all spiritually live. The long spiritual wait is over. My spiritual agape love and light can spiritually touch you. My spiritual agape love and light will spiritually heal you. My spiritual agape love and light is spiritually real. You will all spiritually come to know that my love and light is here. Step out of your darkness and into my agape love and light. The Heavenly Father, God the Most High, agape love himself. Step out of the darkness and into the presence of agape love, light, truth, and a new life with me. As I was developing years ago, all these stories and poems to help me understand you out there in the darkness, I wrote something that was to be a letter, a poem, an introduction to you from the Heavenly Father himself. He gave this to me, and I want to read his letter, his heart, to you here in this episode of this podcast, Love is Here, a Voice of Light in the Darkness. So just listen. I, the Heavenly Father, God the Most High, agape love himself, the voice of love in the light. I have spiritually come from another land, another country, a kingdom. I spiritually traveled into time and darkness so I could spiritually pour out my agape love into your spiritually wounded, broken and fractured spiritual heart, mind, and soul, to spiritually rain agape love's very spiritual presence on your dry lands of your spiritual heart, mind, and soul, to spiritually fill you with spiritual life giving waters that never run dry. Only I, agape love, can spiritually go where no others have spiritually gone before. The deep spiritual places of a frightened, wounded, broken, and fractured spiritual heart, mind, and soul. Of lost spiritual little ones to me. My final spiritual frontier. At the speed of light, on the golden rays of light, I have spiritually come to you, little one. I, agape love, have spiritually come to touch your heart, mind, and soul. Only my great and powerful agape love can spiritually heal a spiritually broken and fractured heart and mind. Only my great and powerful agape love can spiritually renew the spirit of your spiritual heart and mind and restore your soul. Only my great and powerful agape love can plant you on earth as a tree of spiritual righteousness, full of my sweet and precious spiritual fruit of my spirit, agape love, joy and peace, long suffering, gentleness and faith, meekness and temperance. For other spiritual men hiding in the deep darkness and ignorance of Satan's kingdom. I brought these gifts to you, so they can taste and see that I, the Heavenly Father, is good. A spiritual, righteous, spiritual tree, you will become, reflecting me, agape love, in all of my glorious and majestic image and likeness, a true and pure spiritual reflection of me, my child, my image, my likeness, and to spiritually reveal myself and my spiritual kingdom of heaven with all of its riches and glory, authority and dominion that is spiritually beyond all your comprehension to yourself, to your soul, and to others out in the world of the kingdom of darkness. For only I, agape love, can spiritually bring my spiritual and righteous will to spiritually come to pass on earth in you as it is done in heaven, in the spiritual heart and mind of a spiritual man. The kingdom of heaven will come to rest. We will come and set up a governor. You will become a citizen of the kingdom, a righteous one inside. Your spirit will be right with the laws of the kingdom again. For I, agape love himself, will spiritually have what I've always desired, a spiritual family, bonded together by and in agape love, spiritual sons, children, offspring. My express spiritual image and likeness, spiritual kings, spiritually ruling and reigning in my kingdom of heaven, all will be gods themselves. Even though I call you a son, that is not a gender. It means offspring, for all will be my sons, my offsprings. You will become a spiritual royal nation of priests unto me. You will pray on the behalf of all of humanity, for creation, for the environment, for the planet. You will pray to me for everything. You will become my spiritual, royal, holy nation, people. My spiritual kingdom of heaven on earth you will become, as it is in heaven. And finally, my spiritual day of rest will come from all my spiritual work when the new earth comes and all have been returned unto it as new creatures in Christ. And all the old is passed away, and the kingdom of darkness and its adversary to me, all of its creatures and beings, are thrown into the lake of fire and no more to be remembered on earth. Only my agape love could and has spiritually defeated my own spiritual prophetic words that I spoke, that I said in the beginning with my child, Adam, in Genesis 2, 15 through 17. Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man, Adam, and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. Verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Verse 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die. Total and eternal spiritual separation, death from me, agape love, your Father, and separation from the kingdom of heaven in its glory and majesty. But only I, agape love myself, could spiritually quench the spiritual fires of death that you would face, the fires of hate, the fires of violence, the fires of jealousy, fires of lust coming from Satan, your new nature, your new father, fires of covetousness, the fires of the fear of death, the fires of rejection, the fires of abandonment, the fires of anger. Only I could dig up and uproot the tree of bitterness and its deep roots inside your spirit and your soul, and destroy the fires of shame and guilt and humiliation, all the spiritual chains of generational curses, the fires of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of your life, the fires of loneliness. All that is not of me, agape love, I will destroy in your new birth, in your new reincarnation. As you come through the cross, as you come through the blood, the sacrifice, and you accept me and my gift of forgiveness and mercy and agape love. Only I, agape love, can spiritually change my precious spiritual children's spiritual hearts and minds from being a spiritual tail to its soul and the flesh. Only I, agape love, spiritually can secure the spiritual victory over the spiritual enemies of death, hell, and the grave, Satan and all of his demons, over their darkness and ignorance and bewitchment and lies and deceptions. Only I, agape love, went the spiritual distance, finished the battle for all humanity, for all eternity. I, the Word of God, inside the dirt body named Jesus, I, the Christ, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, I died to my Heavenly Father and took your sins and all the sins of the world on myself. I went to hell so anyone who spiritually believes in me and my Father would not have to go there. Yet in my own heart, mind, long ago, in the time before time, before there was anything created or made, I, agape love, the Christ, the Son, the living Word, already went to the cross. And I died to myself, for my family, the least of my spiritual brothers. God beloved already spiritually took the judgment of the law of sin, of disobeying God, and you die. Done. It was finished. Long ago. Long, long ago, I, agape love, gave all I had, gave my very best for the love of my heart, for my spiritual inheritance, you, little one, for my spiritual children who were yet to be born out of the darkness. I gave my very best, my greatest gift I had. I gave myself, for I and my Father are one. We both went to the cross for you. I gave with joy, spiritually knowing what the victory would be. I gave my own life as a spiritual sacrifice for all of humanity, for all of time. Why did I do this? Because I spiritually desired not to lose even one of you, not in the womb, not in any culture, from any religion, any age, generation. Not one of you. Not even one. Me, agape love, is a warm, sweet milk that spiritually will nourish you as a newborn spiritual being. Spiritual babies you will become, just as an earthly mother's milk nourishes the newborn earthly baby. I, agape love, will nourish my spiritual babies and children until they can spiritually feed themselves on my spiritual food of my words of spirit and life. My agape love will spiritually strengthen, grow, develop, and mature you, my precious little ones, for their entire spiritual lives. My agape love will be the warm, sweet milk that will spiritually anchor you through my spiritual presence of love, acceptance, joy, peace, and righteousness. You will develop your image and identity. I will speak of your future and potential as you drink from my warm, sweet milk, from the breast of agape love, my mother's side of me. So I have spiritually sent me, myself, agape love to you, not in a bottle of glass, but the bottle I have sent myself in are my words of spirit and life in my Son, the anointed King of the Kingdom of Heaven, my only begotten Son, the Crown Prince of the Kingdom of Heaven. My words of life made in the likeness of man, my spiritual creation, the being inside of the soul and the dirt body of Jesus. I spiritually wrapped my agape love in every word, for I was there myself, the Father and your mother, speaking, working myself through Christ, through Jesus. If you look and listen with your spiritual eyes and ears, you will see me and hear me for yourself. Me, agape love, the express image and likeness of myself, are spiritually hidden in my words, my spiritual deeds, my spiritual signs and wonders and miracles, for all to spiritually see, hear, taste, and know that I am here now in your darkness, and that I am good, reaching out to you as a voice of light in the darkness. I myself was in him, Christ, for we are one in spirit, and I am in Pastor Deborah the same way. Her voice is my voice. Her spirit and I are one, for we have been consummated together. 1 + 1 = 1. So when Pastor Deborah speaks to you, it is if as I was speaking to you through her. I, agape love, the Heavenly Father, was in him. I am in Pastor Deborah speaking to you. He is in me. We are one. Sometimes until you hear him yourself, you need to hear him through others. And when you get bigger, more mature, you'll be able to communicate and hear him, touch him without fear. You will learn his voice. You will learn his eyes, his touch. And Pastor Deborah will help you. Across the spiritual miles, I, agape love, traveled to be with you. I spiritually came on the spiritual wings of light and truth. When you open up my spiritual words of light, truth, my light, my love will shine out to you. Open my greatest gift I have for you. Read my love letter to you, my Holy Bible, the Holy Book. Learn about me. If you don't have one, I'll teach you through nature, through the environment, through circumstances, through humanity, in your dreams. I will not leave you ignorant and in the darkness. I know how to help you. I am your teacher. Babies don't read for a long time. They learn by words. They learn and they mature. I, Agape Love, have spiritually shined out myself to you. My light is shining out even now. You can see me when you look at the sun, the stars. You can see me in the rainbows. You can see me in nature, in water, in light, in the air. I am here. I am everywhere. Listen, look, I will find you. For I spiritually have come to you in peace and truth, in righteousness. I come with life, and I have come for you, little one, in the darkness, as a voice of light, bringing love to you. Me, sweetie, Agape Love that I have given to you, to all of humanity, is spiritually pure and undefiled. It's holy and clean. It's tender and gentle. It's full of mercy and forgiveness. It's full of deliverance and healing. Full of compassion and goodness. It's full of my eternal life, my knowledge. Full of my eternal wisdom and counsel. And many other spiritual riches and glory unknown to you, my lost spiritual children, out in the darkness. I, Agape Love, am your spiritual food, the spiritual milk of my word. I have spiritually traveled far to spiritually reach you, to spiritually touch you, to spiritually become one spirit with you, and for you to grow and become all I desire for you to be. There's no spiritual distance I would not spiritually travel to reach you. There was no spiritual obstacle I would not overcome to find you. There was no pain or hurt or even death itself that I would not endure for you. There was no one who could spiritually stand in my spiritual way of getting you back in my spiritual family, in my house, in my kingdom. No, not one. Not Satan, and not even you. I spiritually crossed every bridge. I climbed every mountain. I crossed every river for us, because I love you more than I could ever tell you or show you. Not even time, sin, or spiritual death would stop me, Agape Love, from reaching out to you. My heart was set. My path was fixed. My hope was undeterred. Me, Agape Love, would not fail. I would not accept any spiritual defeat. I spiritually fought every spiritual battle and vanquished every spiritual enemy of me, Agape Love, and your enemies. To spiritually reach you and to become your heavenly father and your mother, and for you to become our spiritual child, I would not stop. I would endure your rejection and sins. I would not stop. I would patiently wait, longing so very much to be with you. I would not stop. I would keep calling you, wooing you, drawing you to myself, so we could become one in spirit, one family. One plus one equals one. Us two to become one spirit, I in you and you in me. So please spiritually open my spiritual bottle. Read my spiritual words of my agape love and spiritually allow me to spiritually pour myself, agape love, into your spiritual heart and mind and soul as only I spiritually can, with the only love you will ever spiritually need. Love to you forever and ever, the Most High God, your spiritual Heavenly Father and Mother, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, the Great I Am, Agape Love Himself. When He helped me write this to you, I was learning about Him and His great love for you, and I was learning about your great need for His love in you. I had to learn so much in order to be a voice of light in the darkness. I had to understand you, understand Him, understand the darkness, the battles He had to fight, and the great love He had for you, in order to take Him with me in my voice, so you could see and hear Him through me. I was working on His behalf. I was anointed and sent into the darkness to reach you. You will hear more stories about this, true stories of the great victories, the great travels into the darkness, into dungeons, into meetings, into great fires and cells for you, so you could find Him. Him and I became one, one in spirit, consummated as a unique spiritual being. He was in me and I was in Him, and we were coming for you. So little one, be encouraged here with this podcast, Love Is Here, a voice of light in the darkness, here on the Hidden Kingdoms channel, the podcast show, and on YouTube Music. We are coming to you. We know where you are, and we will help you to reach out and accept His free gift of love. I'll see you on the next episode of this wonderful Love Is Here podcast show, here on YouTube, on the Hidden Kingdoms channel, and on YouTube Music. I am Pastor Deborah, a voice of light and love in the darkness. See you next episode. Bye-bye.